Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on October 17th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com, that's all one word, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, normally I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balester. But Jackie is away today. I hope she's enjoying her time off. But we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about one of the it's not a new business area in Manhattan Beach. It's just something that is being rebranded. And we're going to be talking about the North End, what I think many people called or had called El Porto after the surfing community really refers to that as El Porto. And actually, El Porto as a brand name for surfing is a global brand. But we are going to be talking about it as the North End. Our guests this morning are chef and owner of the Ripe Choice Catering Kitchen, Tammy Lips, and chef Laura Mandrakia, owner of Cake Bake Shop. Also joining us are Gretchen Tiernan of Sand Spa. To her husband, Mark Lips, her local catering kitchen and the Ripe Choice to Go business are all part of the family of three boys, one dog, three fish, and a tortoise. They have one son out of college, one son in college, and one son still in high school. In 2011, Chef Laura Mandrakia became the owner of Cake Bake Shop. Laura comes from a long line of bakers, as both her grandmother and great-grandmother were bakers in Denmark. Laura's greatest culinary influence and hero is her mormor, mother's mother in Danish. Whether they were making something as simple as coffee and pastry, going to the farmer's market, or the olive oil guy in Napa, food was always there. She taught Laura that sometimes you need just a little bit, not too much, when adding that special ingredient. Everything I bake, Laura says, has a touch of mormor. It is quite easy to see that this is what Laura was meant to do. Sand Spa offers a complete day spa experience in the heart of Manhattan Beach, featuring comfortable, ultra-chic treatment rooms with the finest spa linens and equipment. Owners Gretchen Tiernan and Megan Richardson and their team customize services based on clients' specific needs, using a combination of massage, body treatments, facials, and anti-aging treatments. Boasting an upscale, beautiful, serene setting, Sand Spa caters to men and women and offers the latest in skincare products and therapies. all of these businesses are located in the North End area of Manhattan Beach. We're going to discuss their efforts in the continuing development of the North End business community. Welcome all of you to the South Bay Show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
Joining. So now I will try to organize this. If it's easier, it's usually easier if I call on people. So let's just start with you, Gretchen. Let's talk about what the Sand Spa is. What is
Sand,
it? Yes.
Sand Spa is an affordable luxury day spa. So we have a variety of treatments, but we primarily focus on massage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to bring more people in around the clock. So our business is open from 10 to 10, and we're trying to make everything a little bit more lively down there in the North End.
Well, now let's talk about that specifically. You guys located in the North End. What's the address of the Sand Spa?
It's 3408 Highland Avenue. So we're right next door to the local Yolk.
Okay.
Yep.
When you located there, did you consciously decide we're going to locate near El Porto or in this area they're calling the North End right now, or was that just the result of finding a good lease or knowing someone or that?
Well, I think that there's tremendous potential there,
mm-hmm.
Not only to contribute to the quality and the variety of Manhattan Beach, but specifically in the North End. I see a lot of potential in building up that area to really make it something more than what it is right now. It's awesome. It's a great place to be. The location for me is perfect. Anywhere that I can see the beach or at least throw a stone and hit the sand would be ideal. But I just think that there's a ton of untapped potential there, and
right.
It's grown a lot, and it still has a lot. It still has a long way to go, but I think that we're definitely on the right path.
Right, and this whole effort, Laura, I want to ask you, where exactly is the Bake Cake Shop? Oh, did we lose Laura? I don't think so.
She's like, Laura, I could speak for her, I guess. Her cake shop, it's four businesses down on the opposite side of the street.
Yes. And that area, I mean, for a very, very, very brief time, I lived close to there. It's always been quiet because, you know, there really wasn't a big draw down there. Of course, there's always been Poncho's on the corner of
mm-hmm.
of Rosecrans and Highland, and that's been a big draw. But, you know, just recently, and then, of course, there was Sharky's. That was a pretty big draw on the weekends or in the evening crowd. But now there's a real mix of businesses, and I think that's one of the things that's making the North End grow. So let me check to see if this is Laura. Laura, is that you? Hello? Laura?
Hello? Is this working?
Hello? Yeah,
hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay, hi.
Yeah.
Not sure what happened there. I apologize.
No, that's fine. You're back. That's
all
wonderful.
Right. Yes, I am. Thank you.
So I was just wanting you to give a brief description of what is it that you do at the Cake Bake Shop.
We are a small artisan bake shop. And we do everything small batch. We're very seasonal. So right now it's all about apples and pears and pumpkin and Halloween. If you took the essential old school bakery that we all grew up with, that was community based, where people could come in and just grab a cookie and a cup of coffee or get their wedding done or a big party, that's essentially what we're trying to do.
Mm. I see. Okay. Now, when you thought about opening your cake bake shop, did you decide specifically, yes, I want to locate in, you know, they're calling,
no,
what am I saying, the north?
Actually, it was all sort of by happenstance. I originally am from San Francisco and moved down to Manhattan Beach about 4.5 years ago to help take care of my parents, and started working for the original owners of the bakery. And when I bought it, it was just a cupcake shop. And I saw potential in both what people were asking for when they would come in, and just, and the neighborhood reminded me of a sleepy neighborhood in San Francisco that had a lot of potential going forward. So I don't think, I'll be truly honest, that I do not think that I would have sought out the location because of just parking. There's a few things that I'm sure we all agree on are not, that make it a little difficult, but we've all kind of embraced it and have had, I at least have fun with those things. But that was essentially, it just kind of fell into my lap and I got really lucky. So it's
right.
been great.
Now, what's the address of the cake bake shop?
3319 Highland Avenue, and we are between 33rd and 34th. We're right across the street from the Seaview Inn.
Okay. Okay.
And about
and
half
right
a block up from the sand spa. Yeah, I can see the sand spa from my window.
Can you hit their window with a rock?
I probably could.
I think Gretchen was,
I won't try,
was,
though.
No, don't try. But I think Gretchen was saying something about trying to hit the sand with a rock. If she could do that, she'd be happy. And
yeah,
absolutely. I just wanted to check.
Tammy,
when you decided that you wanted to open, I remember that you and Mark were talking about looking for a space where you could have a real quality kitchen and maybe even share that space with another chef or something like that. And then you opened this kitchen, the Ripe Choice, but now you have, you know, these packaged goods that you make that you can offer to the public. Were you thinking about retail all the time?
Never. Retail came with the space because it was available there, and quite honestly, I'd been looking for a space for about 2 years, never expecting to land in Manhattan Beach really at all. But I saw that space, I saw it open up and become available, and we went in to try and snag it because even though it's a very small kitchen, it was completely workable, you know, for us to be able just to move in because most everything that we needed immediately was there.
Right.
In fact, I didn't even plan on opening the pedestrian to-go portion of it because the kitchen was so small. I just didn't think we could manage. Excuse me. But the more I thought about it, and because of the time of year that we actually moved into the kitchen and the pedestrian traffic that we saw going by and that we're already used to coming into that space, we decided to take advantage of it and see how it went.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good thing. Sometimes it's challenging because if we are busy doing events, we literally are on top of each other trying to work in there and manage the storefront portion.
Right.
But it's been a good thing. So far, so good. So we're trying to grow with that as well.
So how would you describe the Ripe Choice as a business?
Well, the Ripe Choice for the past 14 years has always been a full-service catering company. We're a small, custom catering company. We really focus on every event as its own unique thing and really listen to the client and make sure that we're going in the direction that suits their needs, their vision. So we do our best to make that happen for them within the budget that they have given us to do it with. And then always adding to that, always giving it 110%. And, you know, most of our business has always been word of mouth, so we've been very lucky to have wonderful repeat clientele. And then most of the time when people come to us, it's because they've heard of us or been from somebody else or been to one of our events.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really lucky that way, and that's kind of, you know, that's really kept our business growing in Manhattan Beach and the South Bay for the past 14 years.
Mm.
This new kitchen we've been in for 2.5 years, So this is new. People are learning about us because we do have a physical presence there now that didn't know about us before, and so that's really been helpful. Sometimes challenging because we actually are around the corner on Rosecrans, which sometimes people don't know you're there for a while if they have to turn the corner, but we've been enjoying the space, and we're really glad we're there.
It's quite unusual. First of all, give the address of the Ripe Choice.
312 Rosecrans Avenue, Manhattan Beach.
And it is an unusual eventuality that a caterer, a very, you know, you're well versed in parties of 10 or 100 or 150 or whatever, but you also have a retail space. That's unusual. Most caterers don't have that.
Right. And like I said, I just didn't really know how that was all going to work. But we've so far managed to be able to do that. And so we use that storefront portion to do a very small, seasonal, limited menu where people can just walk in, grab some of the freshly made salads, et cetera, things from our grab-and-go refrigerator that we've made that morning, or select from some hot sandwiches on the chalkboard menu, which is really about three, and those change seasonally, that people can order and we make and, you know, be out the door in 5 or 10 minutes. So it's not an eat-in establishment. It's strictly to-go, but it's also a nice calling card for people to know about our catering business.
Right. So, Gretchen, I want to come back to you. When you think about the North End as a branding, when did that begin? Do you remember?
Well, for me, it started just a little shy of 6 months ago. But I've always known the North End just to have these amazing breakfast places. And from what I gathered, it used to just be the local yoke, and then the community started rallying around that, and then we started to see the development of just the rest of the area.
Right.
I think that now the North End is a really dynamic place to be, and there's a lot of things that can draw people there. I think if we just look at the northern part of the city in general, we start to identify the areas that have the most potential for building, and but still maintaining the uniqueness of the whole El Porto thing and surfing. Like, I think that's a huge role that the North End has to keep it local, keep the surfers there, and really rally behind that.
Right. That building on the corner of Rosecrans and Highland, it's called the El Porto building with the clock tower facade. That's been there forever. That's been there since I've been in the South Bay, I think.
Right, and that's the building that we're in.
Right.
Right Choice, yeah.
Right. And that's been there forever. And then, of course, Beach Pizza has been there, I don't know how long, but I don't remember it not being there. And there's the local Yoke, which has been there since I came to the South Bay. And so there are those businesses, and then the Seaside Seaview Motel has been there forever. And the other businesses, and of course, Sharky's was there, the other businesses now growing up around it, now wanting to rebrand, and I guess this has been an effort of the city council and the chamber working together to say, what are we going to do to help that area of the city? And somehow it came to the idea that we're going to rebrand as the North End. How does that, Laura, fit into your business plans in terms of rebranding? Is that a big part of what you
think is going to help? Well, I think the hope, yeah. I mean, I think the hope is that all of us that have established businesses in the North End, while we like being called the North End, we still need people to remember that we're all part of Manhattan Beach, that we're one giant zip code. And I think that if we can continue to push the North End and that we have a lot going on and that there it's a different feel and different vibe than downtown Manhattan Beach. I mean, I think mm-hmm. there's a natural split between downtown Manhattan Beach and the North End, which just logically occurs because of geographics, but I don't think it has to, because I think that there mm-hmm. is, you know, I do a lot of work for a lot of people downtown at a lot of their businesses, and that kind of helps spread the word that I am down, you know, I'm up here. And so there's a lot of cross promotion, and I think if we continue to do that, and I think the Chamber has started to realize that that's something that's very necessary, because, you know, there's some really great viable businesses right here in this area that sometimes, because of where we are logistically, it's like, oh, that's right, you guys are up there. Like, yes, we are. And, you know, it's awesome up here. I mean, it's kind of laid back and a little is mellow. Everybody knows each other. It's very community-based. And we all really are trying to help each other grow. And, you know, it's, yeah.
Well, I'm excited about some of the things that are planned. I know that they have a roadmap of things that they want to do. There was that beautification project, building the brick inlay into the ground and the crosswalks and so forth at Rosecrans and Highland, which is just gorgeous. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. gorgeous. I suppose there's more of that coming, and that's really what you see a lot in business improvement districts around the country. You see these businesses getting together with the city. They plan to spend what is called business improved funds, which the cities have, in specific ways. And they do that, you know, in concert with a committee of businesses that kind of direct what needs to be done to do beautification. I know there's one aspect that you brought up, Laura, parking. That's not something
yeah.
that can be solved cheaply.
No.
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 No. That takes a lot of money, a lot of money.
And it's a bit of education, and I think on our end, I don't mean to interrupt, but on our end as business owners, that we try to help the customers. I mean, I know for myself, I'm trying to do everything possible this year to do some curbside service. We're starting e-commerce soon. The shop just got picked up by Amazon Fresh, so we're going to start delivering from Orange County all the way to San Diego to help sort of that just fuel the fire of, you know, okay, if we have some parking issues here, we can figure out some other ways to supplement them.
No, that's where I live, Laura. That's where I live in terms of business development. I want to talk a little bit more about how you can partner with larger e-commerce companies like Amazon Fresh in your particular industry, and really extend yourself. But you're also doing something else. You're partnering with other businesses that are in downtown Manhattan Beach, and in that way, cross-promoting. So you're really approaching it from a very sophisticated business mindset, which a lot of small businesses don't do, and they need help doing that. And I know James Callahan and the Chamber wants to help businesses in Manhattan Beach have that perspective. You don't have to do it on your own. You don't have to advertise on your own. You don't have to hire trucks on your own. Amazon Fresh already has them. You just have to partner with them. We're going to talk about all those things and a lot more. You're listening to, ladies and gentlemen, the South Bay Show. We're talking about the North End of Manhattan Beach, and we're going to be right back talking about that. If you'd like to make a comment or have a question, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. But it's around this time that we also thank one of our friends. And one of our friends, it's never too late and never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents, deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations, such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical expertise with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com. That's bcws.com. Or call 310-542-0011. That's 310-542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, navigating your way to financial success. So, Laura, that's very interesting. I think the concept of partnering with Amazon Fresh, rather than being antagonistic towards these large companies moving in and through their muscle with the online presence taking market share, you've decided, and I guess they have already embrace the idea that they're not going to deliver from warehouses somewhere in L.A., but they're going to partner with people that want cake bake shop goods, but they want them delivered. And you don't have to hire drivers. You don't have to. Tell me how that happened, and tell me a little bit about
that. I got a phone, for an initial email, and then followed up with a phone call from someone in their company who had wondered if I was interested in possibly partnering up, like becoming what they call a neighborhood vendor. And I had a long discussion with them, found out what it was, and when the ease of how they make it for a small business to do business with them came about, I was like, it was a no-brainer for me, because I'm in a just under 1,000 square foot kitchen, very small. I have no storefront where I can have people come and have a snack.
Right.
Everything has to go out the door. I don't, and it just made sense to me that I sent that there was going to, that it would just work, that it would get one. They do all the advertising. There is no upfront cost for me whatsoever. And there's a lot of legwork prior to it going live, but they, I have a presence on Amazon that I wouldn't have if I didn't say yes. And I think that in this day and age, we all have to find very different ways to advertise, because paper advertising really doesn't work anymore. And you have to be really creative and think outside the box. And so for me, this was just a no-brainer, because I've tried very hard to realize that in order for me to sustain my business, I have to find outside sources of revenue for when the foot traffic doesn't come in. And because, I mean, when the weather was so insanely great here recently, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're busy. Because just because everyone's coming to the beach, they don't necessarily want to come and have a baked good, or, you know, it doesn't. So you have to find other ways to get customers to come to you. So the beauty of the Amazon thing, too, is that they've really made it very simple. I essentially will get an email every day saying, here's what you need to do for us, and we will come pick it up. I mean, I literally don't have to leave the shop, which is brilliant. And there are several other delivery companies out there that kind of work similar, but they expect a little more from the vendor, which I selfishly right now don't want to do. So I'm perfectly happy to sit here and have them come to me to do, you know, to help me out. We'll see. I go live hopefully within about 3 weeks, which is a little frightening because we're right in the busiest time of the year for me. But it's like, okay, let's just do it. And it's either going to be great or not. I have a feeling it's going to be great because, as you mentioned, it is the way for people to find me or to get stuff delivered without having to come down here and suffer through parking and stuff like that.
It's exciting. It's interesting. I'd really like to know more about that. We've talked a little bit about the North End and the possibilities. Gretchen, what are some of the things that you're doing in your business or that you see the branding of the North End helping you do in your business in terms of marketing?
For us, our business is based off of getting repeat clients. So the North End has a lot of traffic for me when people are going down to the beach, and that's something where I benefit from, whether it's just seeing that we're there visually or popping in to say hi or even needing one of our services. Since North Manhattan since the demographics are so good for people that are active and they're constantly going surfing and running and cycling, that has really worked in our favor because people then are coming in because they actually need massages. And it's really about the experience that the customers have with us. And it's part visual, it's part what we do, how we do it, and what our customer interactions are like. So we've had great success based off of exploiting those interactions on social media, like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we've been really able to target the people that we want in the North End because of those things.
That's beautiful, and that's great advice for other business owners. Tammy, I know that your business is largely word of mouth and referral. Whenever you put on an event, you're not just touching one client, or maybe you have two clients that are partnering together. You're touching all their guests, and the entire experience really is in a way an advertising experience for the Ripe Choice. Good or bad? Mostly good, I know. It's mostly good.
Hopefully always good.
Always good. Always, every single bite, every bite, every morsel. But so those businesses, the kinds of service businesses like yours are different in terms of how you have to advertise. For instance, you don't have to deliver like Laura does. You can't take a day spa to the client. But I know that you've been everywhere.
Right. Well, and actually something people learn about when they come into our kitchen, and I'm totally in agreement with Laura about different multiple revenue streams.
Right.
Something that we've always done, and the pedestrian storefront thing is just the last thing that has been added to our business situation, but we've always done personal chef services. And what that means is we do deliver meals that have been pre-ordered to our clientele in the South Bay. And normally we do that Monday through Thursday. Those are customized meals for their family, for a couple, whatever. But that's a service that people kind of also learn about when they look at our website or they come into the shop and they find out, oh, wow, this is just not sandwiches and salads. This is a whole other thing. Sometimes the challenge for us is, like I said before, just with the pedestrian traffic, just getting them to come around the corner a little bit because we are not on Highland. We're just literally, you know, make a right. But sometimes that's the challenge. But we do deliver meals to people. Normally our schedule is Monday through Thursday when people are crazy busy, two people are working, running people to soccer, no time to cook. So we have that whole service available too. And that, when, you know, people aren't walking in the door, maybe it's a slower season for catering, that really helps our business as well. And we do deliver locally at no charge. So that's been a great thing because it is difficult to park down there. We all know that. So that's very, very helpful. And it's been a good thing for us in that space as well.
Right.
So there you have it.
We talk about, you know, business development. We talk about, you know, what Laura is doing with Amazon Fresh, which is very exciting. How do the rest of the businesses that don't have, you know, they don't have the outreach that Tammy has? Whenever she does an event, she's reaching literally tens or hundreds of people at the same time. Laura is going to be utilizing the services of her new partner, Amazon Fresh. How do you advertise, Gretchen, without throwing money down a rat hole? I know a lot of small businesses think of advertising as an evil, as a necessary evil in the best light. But there's lots of avenues today, like social media, that are difficult to, you know, get into, but once you get into them, they can be very, very profitable. Are you doing social media, Gretchen?
Yes, that's actually my favorite thing to do. I like it because it has exploded so much that it's hard to find someone now that's not on social media.
Right.
And if you use it as a tool in the right way, you can really get your name out there. You can really bring people in. And we have a sign-in sheet when people come into our spa, and we ask them, where did you come from, or how did you hear about us? And more times than not, it's a social media-based site that they saw us or someone else mentioned it, and they did their research, and now using the internet, their research isn't just pulling up our website and checking that out. They check out the actual interactions that people are having with you, and how many people follow you, and how many likes your pictures have, and it has helped us tremendously.
Now, you mentioned some key words there, and I want to highlight those for other small business owners that, you know, social media isn't really about a broadcast medium like television and radio. You don't just send a message out, pay your dollar, and expect sales in return. You have to interact with people. You have to. It's a one-on-one kind of a medium. Even though you can have a one-on-one conversation that 10,000 people can sort of leer on, and they can watch. But the key is, it's a one-on-one conversation. Giveaways, coupons, just being a friend, giving some advice about skincare or hair care is extremely effective in terms of a day spa kind of a situation, because it's a relationship, and you build relationships one conversation at a time. That's what social media is. Regardless of whether you're scaling it for a small business or a multinational company, lots of multinationals have had tremendous problems with social media because they treat it as a broadcast medium, and people can sense that, and they get angry about that. And, you know, the big companies, AT&T and Sprint and Verizon, they've had tremendous problems with social media because they don't treat it as a relationship medium. Do you get that, right, Gretchen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a sense, we're lucky because we are small business owners, so we have a lot of control over what we do and how we do it. So, as I can imagine, with some of those huge companies, it's probably hard to stay on top of trends and stay really in the moment. Like when something new happens in our industry, or we want to run a special specifically for that day within the next 2 hours, let's just say. We have the control to blast that out in 20 seconds time.
Right.
And, it's been really helpful for us.
I just want to give a 30-second social media primer for people. You get a fan page on Facebook, you get a Twitter account, and you connect your Twitter account to your fan page so that every post that you, as the page owner, posts also goes out to Twitter. And then what you do is you can boost posts. You can pay Facebook $10 or $20 to boost a post so that it goes beyond just the people that like your page, but to a wider audience, like just Manhattan Beach. You can specifically target your boosting or your ads on Facebook to a geographic area, even a zip code. And that's social media. Beyond the fact that you're going to have personal conversations, that's it. It's not expensive. It could be done very inexpensively, but I think too many people get into the idea that they have to hire an agency and so forth. That's really not necessary. Laura, Tammy, do you guys use social media?
I use it constantly. I would say that anytime we make anything, it's up. We immediately post it to Instagram and then through Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. And I have to say that Instagram has been probably my biggest generator of new clients. Because if I immediately post a picture of pumpkin pie, let's say, we will get people coming in the afternoon saying, "Oh my God, I saw that. I have to have it." And
no,
I will say that it's it is part of what it's just one more thing to add to your job as being a small business owner. And if you're if you have a routine, it's great. And it's I think it's just something you have to constantly stay on top of.
It is said in the industry that Instagram is the number one tool for people that have visual products or visual stuff, and food is the number one on Instagram. Food is obviously the number one. And so
well, even all the big magazines are posting their pictures of their food, you know.
Right.
Bon Appetit and all those magazines, Food and Wine, are posting their pictures on Instagram, you know. So that's got to tell you something, too. And we do the very same thing when we have an event or a beautiful plate or something that we're doing that we want to let people know that we are doing, then absolutely we do that. It's been challenging, you know, wearing a lot of the hats for me to keep up with it all. So I do have people that help me occasionally.
Yeah.
Do that. And I'm technically challenged somewhat as well. So I've not been the tweeter, but other people have done it for me. So I'm learning. But Facebook and all of those things I can handle, Instagram. But some of those other things, I need a little extra help.
Right. Tammy, is social media effective for a caterer where you have, you know, work, event, work, event. Does that help you do what you do?
I think so. I think it helps keep us top of mind when they're in the market. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and then if they've heard our name several times or seen photographs of things we've done, definitely, I definitely, you know, sometimes people don't really even know where they've seen it or, you know, how they know about you, but yes, I think it definitely helps.
Right.
And people don't use a caterer every day,
right,
but, you know, you need to be top of mind when they are ready to use one. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good thing for us. And, of course, pretty pictures is part of what we're all about. You know, people eat with their eyes just as much as they do with, you know, with their mouths. So we love beautiful pictures of our food, too, and we want people to see that.
Do you use Instagram?
All the time. Yes.
All the time. You guys, all three of you are really not typical. I know that the Manhattan Beach Chamber is full of businesses that are very active and very well educated about the tools that are available for small businesses. But you got to know that your peers out there can't even spell Instagram. There's an A in the middle. There's an A.
That seems strange to me, but yes. Okay.
But do you agree or disagree?
I don't really know. I mean, especially being a small business owner, you're pretty much consumed with what you've got going on.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard to know what other people are doing around you unless they're standing right next to you. But
just for Laura, I mean, I know Laura, you know, we talked with Pages, a bookstore down Manhattan. And they have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. They really can't partner with Amazon. Amazon is not a competitor directly, but they are certainly an antagonist, right?
Sure.
And yet you're partnering with the Borg, if you know that reference.
Yeah.
You're partnering
yes, they
with
do.
the 8,000-pound gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
How
but
do you
I find
feel
that
about
you. Ha- I mean, I'm okay with it. I have come to peace with it because I'm at a point in my ownership of having this business where this is all I have. This is my life and my livelihood. So in order, and I have employees that I need to pay, and you know other things going on, and I want to succeed. And if this is going to help me succeed without having to try to relocate, which I really don't want to do, this is what I have to do. And some people may not be so thrilled that I'm doing it, but it's, you know, then I ask them, you find me another way to bring more people to me and to help expand my brand and my business. And, of course, a place like Pages, I absolutely understand why they would not, because that's not, you know, they're trying to, they're the absolute opposite of what, you know, they are what Amazon, they are not Amazon. So I think that at this day and age, those of us, I mean, you said that we are unusual in the sense that we're doing all these things, but I think that when the tools are out there and if you can find them and if you're trying to have a successful business, you just go after them. And, I mean, I've been called a hustler in a nice way a lot because I do hustle because you have to in order to survive.
I sense that about you, Laura. I do.
I'm a good
hustler.
I'm a good hustler, but well, I have
you
to.
Are.
I mean, I'm in a very dog-eat-dog business, and food is as Tammy knows, food is not an easy business, and because it is, and one bad experience can really hurt you, and it's you have to be on top of it constantly, and I mean, and for Gretchen, it's all service. I mean, we're in a service industry, and if any of us have disappoint a client or a customer, the likelihood of that propagating into bad news for us is huge. So you're constantly just trying to make everything, you know, grandfather had a department store in Chicago a long, long, long time ago. And my father tells great stories about how no matter, his father used to say the customer is always right. Doesn't matter how much you disagree with them, they're always right. And I have to do whatever I need to do to make sure that my customers have a great experience and they come back. And if I need to partner with Amazon in order to get customer A that cake she really wants and she doesn't want to drive to see me and she lives in San Diego, okay, I'll do it.
Now, you must have learned a lot more than cooking from your mormor. Because obviously you've got a bit of, I'm sure she had a bit of the hustler in her as well.
Absolutely.
But also, you're referring to something. I just read a book called The Thank You Economy. It's not new. It's been out since like 2011. It's called The Thank You Economy by Gary Vaynerchuk. V-A-Y-N-E-R-C-H-U-K. Vaynerchuk. The thank you economy is all about how, you know, years ago in your grandfather's day, when people had lots of small businesses that were storefronts and they treated the customers well, they knew everyone's name, and the customer was always right. Well, we got out of that as businesses began to grow and become bigger and voicemail hell and that whole thing. Now we're getting back into that with social media. Being accountable, what do they say? They say one person that loves you will tell 10 people. A person that hates you will tell 100.
Exactly.
And that's
bad
news travels fast, right? This is just the way human beings are built. And you really have to nip that in the bud right off the bat, right at the beginning. You can't let it fester. You have to go at it head on. Not hide, not say, oh, well, they don't know a lot of people. That doesn't work.
That's not true.
Yeah.
So, Gretchen, I want to find out from you, and we have a little time. James O'Callaghan normally calls in and talks about upcoming events for the chamber and so forth, but he's detained in a very important meeting, so he won't be joining us. We have a little time, Gretchen. I want to find out from you, how can you leverage modern technology beyond social media, because you're doing that obviously and doing that well. How can you leverage technology to help you in a business that's obviously skin to skin is kind of how you deliver your service?
Yeah. Well, word of mouth is huge for us. Just like any other business. You hit it right on the head. When something goes wrong or in a way that you wouldn't necessarily have planned, you have to tackle these things head on, and you really have to reach out to whoever it was or whatever experience happened and fix it right away. Yelp is really a double-edged sword, because you can, for us, we can go on there, create our business page. People go, they read your reviews, and if they've seen or heard good things, then they'll come in. But it's also, if they have an unpleasant experience and they don't like to voice it, or they don't really tackle things head on, they hide behind what they can write on the computer.
Right.
And so they can go on there and write a Yelp review based off of one experience that maybe wasn't what they expected. And those things weigh you.
Right.
But, it is. Social media can be a double-edged sword, but if you handle things in a timely fashion and also really get to the root of the problem, and the customer is always right, you got to invite them back and try to change that experience for them.
Right. As we get near the end of the show, I want to make sure that everyone understands that we are just three businesses. This is three businesses representing a number of other businesses on the north end. And from the chamber's perspective, the chamber wants to highlight everything that's going on the North End. Who would like to kind of represent the North End and talk about what's going on in a global sense for other businesses as well as your own? I'm looking for, is anyone involved in the meetings that go on to talk about planning for the North End, any of the three of your businesses?
I know that I haven't been able to. Usually I'm not able to attend. This is Tammy.
Yes.
Those meetings, and my
yes.
husband does go.
Yes.
So he knows more about immediate things going on than I do. Usually I can't attend because I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my things happen at night. So I probably wouldn't be the person to ask at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Laura?
I am in the same boat as Tammy, that I essentially I'm a slave to my shop at the moment, and I want to very much, and as time goes on, hopefully at the beginning of the year I can start to participate a little more. And I'm actually a new member of the chamber. I had sort of held off for a while and finally gave in recently and I have now really learned the benefits of being part of the chamber, and it's been great.
Not all chambers are the same or
exactly.
as helpful or as active. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce, they're sponsoring this show. And,
right.
and you know, this is something I would imagine, 10% of chambers around the country really are aware that you could do something like this, promote businesses within the community. Other people can watch it or listen to it on their iPads or, in podcasts as they see fit. And it really helps everyone. It gives the chamber another avenue to of value for chamber membership because they sponsor the show and they determine who our guests are for Fridays. And that's very, very important. I think it's a great opportunity. Gretchen, when you to the future for the North End, what do you see? What are the possibilities and what are some of the things that can be corrected if we can't attack parking?
When I look at the future in on the North End, I just think that there's a lot of potential there. I think that we can build it up with more branding, and that goes beyond just what customers see. It's the experience that the customers have with the different businesses down there. I think it's important that the North End continues to stand out, and if that means being different, that's okay. I mean, we don't have the pier just, but we do have a lot of community involvement in it, and it means a lot to me as a small business owner, and I'm sure everyone else, that the chamber's behind that. And
yeah,
I'd like to see more businesses open for longer hours, and I'd like to grow the area. I mean, parking in any beach city is going to be an issue.
Sure.
So, and people kind of refer to Manhattan Beach as being a bubble in general. So the people who live there and are part of the community and are actively buying from the small businesses and coming in, they know what it's like. So Laura mentioned it earlier, though, too, tying North Manhattan Beach to downtown Manhattan Beach. I think that is important because we do all share the same zip code.
Right.
Wow. It's great having the three of you on the show. What a fabulous representation you are of engaged business owners. Gretchen, can you give the contact information for the Sand Spa?
Yeah, our contact phone number is 310-921-8231. We're 3408 Highland. And you can always, people can interact with us too on our website. We have a live chat on there and our email's on there as well.
And the website is?
SandSpaMB, like Manhattan Beach, .com.
Right. And Laura, name, rank, and serial number.
Cake Bake Shop. We're at 3319 Highland Avenue. Telephone number is 310-545-2253. And you can absolutely find out a lot more about us at cakebakeshop.com.
I'm a web developer by profession and internet programmer, and I go to cakebakeshop.com, and everything at the top is small. There's a very small logo, because who the heck cares about the logo? And there are these eight big, huge pictures of food. Every one of them, somehow, you got it right. You know, I can't tell you how many small businesses, their logo is more important than their product, as far as they're concerned. And that's
absolutely
wrong. Wanted to do it. You obviously don't have that ego where you have to say, "Oh, my logo has to be bigger than my food pictures."
Yeah.
No,
it's all about the food. Yep,
about the food. Tammy, what are your contact information particulars?
Well, our kitchen is located at 312 Rosecrans Avenue in Manhattan Beach, and that's the Ripe Choice to Go kitchen. Our website is theripechoice.net, and you can find out all kinds of information there about our personal chef services, our catering, and even our to-go menus, our storefront menus. And we can be reached for catering at 310-962-4597.
Thank you. It's been great. It's been a great hour. It's gone quickly, but we've covered an amazing array of subjects. It's hard to remember or imagine, but if you listen to it again or you pass it on to a friend, you'll see there are a lot of subjects covered. The Ripe Choice, Tammy Lips, Laura Mandrakia Cake Bake Shop, and Gretchen Tiernan Sand Spa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll see you all again on Tuesday for Disaster in America. We'll see you then. Bye-bye now.